Stephans Brummer is the author of the story, journalist at Amabungani. Stephans, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
Look, I mean, it's kind of disguised as a finder's fee, but it's a bribe. It's a bribe. That's it. Simple as that.
I imagine technically what you would call this stage of the bribe is the kickback. Of course, then there's onflow, as we all know, happened to the politicians, at which point it becomes a bribe. Either way, it's corruption.
And I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, it's 20%, a little bit more than 20% of some very, very big contracts.
Right. So we're talking about 6 odd contracts, many hundreds of locomotives ordered by Transnet, 42 billion rands worth of contractual expenditure by Transnet. And then, you know, typically it would be 21%, just over a fifth of the locomotive price would be kicked back to the Guptas offshore. So we're talking very serious money, 9 billion rands that was pledged. Unfortunately, we do not have all the information to know how much of that was actually paid. We rely on 2 sets of information. The one is the contracts, the kickback contracts themselves, which we have and which we publish. The other is leaked bank data, where we can see some of the financial flows. Now, unfortunately, the leaked bank data stops at the end of 2016, by which time we can see that kind of approaching 4 billion has been paid. Of course, it didn't end then. We just can't see how much more has been paid. But this kind of dwarfs the 1.5 billion that we were saying was staggering at the time of the arms deal.
Which explains why they can live in such incredible luxury in Dubai and, quietly fund the purchase of an expensive property there for the designer Zuma and so on. What did they do to earn this money? If looked at through a filter of legality, they didn't, because this is illegal money. But why did they?
Look, I imagine if it is illegal to buy the president of the country, to buy and install board members, executives, etc., at state-owned companies like Transnet, then to get those executives and board members to dance to your tune and to award tenders to the companies who are going to be paying you all these billions, well, then it is illegal. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but I mean, the most logical way to look at this is that they used some of that money to pay important officials important enough to make sure that the contracts went to these companies. That's how they earned their money, by making the contracts happen.
That's an absolute given. And I might even remind you that some years ago already, we wrote a story saying that some of this money that the Guptas got from Transnet kickbacks flowed, interestingly, via America, which wasn't very clever, into the bond account of one of Jacob Zuma's homes.
And Brian Molefe was in charge of Transnet, certainly in the beginning stages of this. And give him some credit, at least he responded to your requests for comment, which I don't think anybody else did.
Yeah. Look, I think that is really the key message of this entire thing, is the absolute lack of accountability. So I spent a few weeks writing emails, hitting the phones from here to China, the Chinese embassy and everything, and not as much as the courtesy of a response from CRRC, the Chinese company that is implicated here. And the lack of accountability, obviously, is not only in relation to the scribe. It goes all the way to those who are supposed to be prosecuting in South Africa, those who are supposed to be recovering misspent monies. And the tools are there, but it isn't happening.
Yeah, one hopes that the memorandum of understanding between United Arab Emirates and South Africa is close to finalizing. So, I mean, it's politically difficult, this, for South Africa, which has very much thrown its hat into the China camp when it comes to big global disputes. So this is something that the government of Cyril Ramaphosa would much rather not be around, because a big Chinese company being this corrupt is a very uncomfortable diplomatic thing to have to handle.
I think you've put your finger on that. Yes, that is probably one of the big obstacles. Excuse me. So, to go after a so-called friendly government, CRRC, though a listed company, is majority owned and controlled by the Chinese state. CRRC is the biggest rail company in the world, so it is a kind of a champion of Chinese industrial prowess. So we go after a company like that for some billions. Well, we're tangling with the Chinese state, not just with the company.
It's a fascinating story. I recommend that you read it. I can't go into too much of the detail in a radio interview, because you do need to be able to sort of stop and read that paragraph again to make sure that you've got the numbers and the sort of thread of this correct. But you can get it via the Daily Maverick News 24 or via Amabungani's own website. Stefan Brummer is a journalist there.